Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
To tell you now what's going on, some of the important surprises of the day. Today there's a rainbow someplace shining in the sky. There are dandelions that are coming out in the south, because it's springtime, right, down in South America. So the dandelions are there. How many people, I was in my lawyer's office last night and looking at his screensaver, and it's a picture of some beautiful waterfalls. And he said, it wasn't what I'd expect to see on his computer. He said, no, I look at it and it makes me feel very, it's got waterfalls and rainforests and things and puppy dogs and that sort of thing. Sunshine. Right? Very, yeah, nice. No sun, no icicles though. No snowflakes. Too early for that sort of thing. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan's here. I'm Doug Steffen with the surprise of the day. Who knew, who would have thunk that mouthwashes could lower the transmission and the spread of the virus?
Yeah, how about that? Not only mouthwash, but neti pots and baby shampoo that's been diluted
Well, I want to hear more about this. I'm so intrigued by all this.
Yeah. Well, basically, it was a new study out of Penn State that says that there are items at home that can help you from getting coronavirus. So if you've been exposed, one of the things that, I mean, the process and how it goes is you get the virus, and then the virus settles in, and that's when it starts taking, that's when your body starts fighting it off, and that's when it takes its toll. And so the idea is that if you're able to prevent the virus from actually settling, then you're doing yourself a world of good. And so a couple of ways to do that with 99.99% effectiveness is to gargle with mouthwash. So use like a Listerine. Use that often. Use a neti pot to clean out your sinuses. And I was talking to a doctor yesterday. I'm not a neti pot person, but using well, what I do use for my allergies a lot, you know, the cans of saline that you kind of spray up your nose and then you blow your nose. So those are just as effective as using a neti pot. Some people, and I didn't realize that they did this, will take baby shampoo and dilute it and then make that into a sinus rinse. That is also very effective in preventing
baby shampoo
the virus
up your nose.
Yeah, but you have to dilute it. You've got to dilute it.
You want to know why this works?
I'll try that one.
This is the reason we have a membrane in our sinus.
Right, it's all mucosa.
Right, it separates the nose function, the sinus function, from your brain. And that membrane is very much like the coronavirus that has a membrane. And so with these membrane viruses, all you have to do is break that membrane and they are inactivated. So this is pretty amazing. And if you really, in my estimation, this has been a godsend. The last 24 to 48 hours when this information first came out, too bad it didn't come out 6-8 months ago, because you could have stopped this virus in its tracks by just doing what Jennifer just explained. Nasal rinses, nasal, whatever, the shampoo, that really...
The mouthwash, yeah.
Yeah, Listerine, there's like Crest Pro, that inactivates the virus as well.
And it doesn't even specify what brand is best, but they even say, like, you know how they have the mouthwashes that you use for, like, sensitive, like, canker sores or things in your mouth?
Yeah.
That's actually even effective. So regular mouthwash or even the stuff that you use when you have, like, sores or things in your mouth, when you're gargling and when you're rinsing out your sinuses, it's really helping people not have that virus settle in, because there is a period where the virus is just in you and it starts to settle in and take shape. So if you're able to use these products, it helps you not get sick, and I think that's really important.
So if you're doing the neti pot every day and using mouthwash, could you conceivably not get the virus?
That's what they're saying. Yeah. They're saying they listen to this number, 99.99% effective, those products that we were talking about.
So we don't need a vaccine. We don't need all of the things that, I mean, maybe it's good
to have
it.
There's always an exception, and I'm one of the ones that say science always disproves itself. But if you're a person who's worried about this and who's worried about getting sick, that how much does this hurt, adding this to your routine twice a day, maybe doing a sinus rinse and, and gargling with mouthwash?
Maybe take some mouthwash
with you and gargle while you're during the day.
I do hydrogen peroxide every night.
But does that work as much as this other, as the mouthwashes?
It's more. It kills all kinds of stuff. And it is an alcoholic.
But did they test it? Right, but that's what I'm saying. I don't know. Yeah. Okay. So this is the Doug science. Yeah. Okay.
It was not overtly mentioned in this thing, but one of the ingredients of those mouthwashes for the sores is peroxide, so he's probably not completely off the reservation on this one.
Yeah. See? Not that
far
off.
We just have to, like, fact check.
I mean, but think about all the time and energy that we have wasted. This is really pretty amazing. The number of... I'm just looking at the outline for Dr. Ken today. COVID this, COVID that. There are seven things that he wants us to talk about. And one, two, three, four of them are the COVID story one way or another. What we're at risk for, where the vaccines are. Matter of fact, you've probably seen or heard this by now, many of you, if you haven't. In England, they're going to inject, they're going to make people sick who are healthy in order to further study the vaccines that they're working on over there.
No,
that's not something I'm going to stand in line for, boy, I'll tell you that.
I talked to one of the frontline doctors on the program that I do in Los Angeles, and he's a weekly guest with me. And the frontline doctors are one of the doctors who still really believe in the hydroxychloroquine and the antibiotics. But even he will tell you that the vaccine is a good idea, ultimately, for people who choose to go that route. But it's going to be, even when it's available, it's going to be kind of doled out to people who are first responders, who are compromised immune systems, to teachers, all these things. It's going to be doled out. And so he agrees with what we've been saying this whole time. Focus on therapeutics, because people are going to get sick, and it's a highly contagious thing. And he said most people, he said the lie is that most, you know, the fact that we're so focused on dying, and I know that sounds heartless sort of when you say it that way, because early on a lot of people lost a lot of loved ones and people still struggle with that fear today when they get the diagnosis. But he said there's so many therapeutics that we're doing better at now, that we know how to administer and in what combination, that's what we should really be focusing on. And if there's stuff like this that can help you prevent the virus from settling in, or if there's stuff like vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc that can actually lessen the load of the virus if
you happen to get it.
This is what, instead of just feeling like we're helpless and waiting for this to kind of take over our lives, you could be proactive here. And I think that's really important. For your psyche, more than anything else.
Exactly. Your mental, the spirit, mind, body connection is in play here big time. It appears that in America, fewer of us are interested in getting a vaccine when it becomes available. The Harris poll shows 11-point decline in vaccine interest as of the moment. 58% of Americans interested in getting a vaccine compared to 69% a couple of months ago. There's been an increased kind of politicization and polarization and information, according to the Harris poll. But again, is all of this stuff now, is it irrelevant? Does it go by the wayside? Here's a study that finds that severe COVID patients are good when it comes to giving their plasma. This is a study that found people with the worst cases of the virus make the best plasma donations. I'm going to give blood today. I've given blood for 6, 7 years, 8 years. And I'm told, among other things, that it's good. I want to help other people because of blood shortage now. And I found a place that wasn't connected to the Red Cross. I had to work hard. It's kind of like finding something that's not made in China. I don't have anything to do with the Red Cross.
I think the Red Cross, the one thing that they do well is
maybe
blood.
Maybe is it. Okay.
So
well,
that's the one thing that you probably...
I steer away from it anyway. I'm going to a local hospital. Most of the hospitals that are for-profit hospitals have shut down their blood banks because there's no money in it. They can't make any money, so they just shut them down. That's pretty damn self-serving, especially when you're supposed to be there helping people. How do they... I asked that of the lady at the local hospital. I called. I said, when can I come give blood? She said, she can't. I said, what do you mean? She said, we shut it down. We've shut down all of the company that owns the that hospital has shut down all of their blood bank. And if you look at all these private hospitals around the country, they've all done the same thing because no money in it. So there is that, that's one of the things that's contributed to the huge undersupply of blood that we have in our country. I want to know if something happened to me that they'd have blood for me, and that's one of the things that get, you know, you get, I think you get preference. I don't know how they decide that, but at any rate, if you can find a place to give your blood, do it. It's not only good for others, it's good for you, it's good psyche stuff, but it's also good for your body. I think Ken told me, or Jack, somebody did, maybe my own doctor here in Framingham, I can't remember who told me, but if you give blood on a regular basis, it keeps your blood from thickening. And so I'm taking blood thinners now because of what I, the TIA that I had. And that's even more a reason to do what Jennifer was suggesting with the mouthwashes and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Take that to heart. And there are other things that are podcast, DJV Download podcast, panic buying for those people who are thinking that we're going to go through the same thing again, you know, buying stuff at the grocery store and buying jewelry. Nobody, I didn't get a clear explanation as to why that was going on. But at any rate, things are changing. Keep your ear open to some of the things you may not hear as you listen to the DJV program. You can listen to it all day, every day at DJVshow.com. And you can get the latest DJV download wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Today, lighting is much more than just illumination. Your lighting and other electric devices can now do more and seamlessly revolve around your routines. Lisa McLear is with GE Lighting, a Savant company.
Our C by GE smart home portfolio includes smart bulbs. These bulbs can help you set schedules based on your own unique routines. For instance, say you never want to come home to a dark house. Simply set the bulbs to turn on at dusk. Or you can set the bulbs to turn off after you leave the house, so you can save money on your electric bill. C by GE also features smart switches, which can control both ordinary and smart bulbs. Our smart switches are controlled through our app or your voice or touch. Also, our smart plug makes lamps and other electric devices smart, giving you more control and convenience.
McLear adds that many smart bulbs feature the Energy Star label. Visit your nearest Walmart or Walmart.com for C by GE's full line of smart lighting products. I'm Bob Thibault for the Consumer Radio Network.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Veterans face treacherous situations filled with peril while serving our country. Many veterans come home physically injured, suffering from PTSD, have traumatic brain injuries, or other ailments. At an unprecedented time in history, our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals and their homes. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Over the past year, Help Heal Veterans has sent nearly 500,000 therapy kits to isolated veterans and active military. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and crafts projects for our veterans and military, making things better together. Join us in supporting an isolated or sick veteran and help them through this desperate time. To learn more, visit healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization that has been helping veterans for 50 years. healvets.org.
Silver. has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's like hearing McCartney no matter what, right? Don't we all?
Sure.
Can you tell? You can always tell it's McCartney.
Yeah.
I think without a question. No question mark here. All right, McCartney has announced McCartney 3 out in December, follow-up to his 1970 self-titled solo debut album, and also 1980's McCartney 2. The new album features him playing all the instruments, plus he wrote and recorded every song. There's talent for you. McCartney 3, recorded earlier this year in Sussex, cut from live takes of him on vocals, guitar, piano. Process began when he returned to When Winter Comes, which was an unreleased track from the 90s, co-produced by George Martin. He created a new section for the song, giving birth to the opening track, Long-Tailed Winter Bird. This is that happy sound. Crank it up, will you, Phil? It's just a happy Beatles-esque song. He says, McCartney said, I was living lockdown on my farm with my family, and I'd go to my studio every day, had to do a bit of work on some film music, and that turned into the opening track. And then when it was done, I thought, what do I do next? I had some stuff I'd worked on over the years, but sometimes time runs out. It's left half finished, so I started thinking about what I had already. As the photos for McCartney and McCartney 2 were shot by McCartney's late wife, Linda, the photos for McCartney 3 were photographed by his daughter, Mary, as well as his nephew, Sonny. Also includes photos from McCartney's cell phone. In addition to digital and CD, McCartney 3 will be pressed on vinyl. Jack White's Third Man Records releasing it on red vinyl. 3,000 hand-numbered copies. I think those will be worth a few bucks in a few years.
Yeah, right.
And then a 333 edition, limited to 333 copies, pressed on yellow polka dot vinyl, made from 33 recycled vinyl copies of McCartney and McCartney 2.
That, to me, that's super cool, and those are going to be really valuable.
Very expensive.
My mom's birthday is coming up. Can anybody help me out?
There you go. So in our country, a retail edition will be released on white vinyl, 4,000 copies only of that. So this is his 18th solo album. This is the first one since Egypt Station. Remember that a couple of years ago?
That was a good album, Egypt Station. There were some really good songs on
McCartney
that.
McCartney, he's just got it. That's it. He's got it. He's got that genius gene. if you know what I mean. So congratulations, something to look forward to. Paul McCartney. So here we are at 25, actually almost 26 after the hour. Another Brit in the music news today. We always have music news at this point in every hour. Keith Richards has dropped a video for Hate It When You Leave, teamed up with Jacques Naudet, the director, create a new video for this song, which he cut back in 1992 in his solo offering Main Offender. That was the LP name. Naudet is married to Keith's daughter, shot everyday Americans from all stages of life for the video, from a young person mowing a lawn to a child learning how to play the drums to young girls cheerleading. Near the end, we see Richard seated outside near fresh-cut flowers in a vase. Hate It When You Leave, something for your ears and eyes and your heart, says Richards. Hate It When You Leave is being re-released as a red 7-inch vinyl. It's on Record Store Day, which is tomorrow, I believe, right?
Saturday. Right, I really Saturday. Need to get, like, my brother has a record collection, which basically they were my dad's vinyls.
Yeah.
And he and his wife play vinyl almost exclusively. I feel like I really need to get an old school.
Do you have a record player?
I don't. But I feel like I want to get one now.
Yeah, yeah, you
should start collecting
one.
Some vinyl. Because vinyl's so cool.
I have so many
vinyl records.
Albums.
I know.
Yeah. I have 45.
Do you
Your
still have a record player, Doug?
You
still break them out?
Yeah. I actually have two record players. One for 45s and one for long playing albums. Yeah, kind of good. And they look like they're oldie movies, too. 28 after the hour, musical memories being made here on the DJV program.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thursday's presidential debate. How will you handle COVID-19 going forward? President Trump.
If you take a look at what we've done in terms of goggles and masks and gowns and everything else, and in particular ventilators, we're now making ventilators all over the world, thousands and thousands a month, distributing them all over the world. It will go away, and as I say, we're rounding the turn, we're rounding the corner. It's going away.
Democrat nominee Joe Biden.
We're in a situation now where the New England Medical Journal, one of the most serious journals in the whole world, said for the first time ever that the way this president has responded to this crisis has been absolutely tragic. And so, folks, I will take care of this. I will end this. I will make sure we have a plan.
USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
NASA hitched a ride on a near-Earth asteroid. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
NASA says it's landed a spacecraft on the near-Earth asteroid Bennu and collected a sample. The agency showed images Wednesday of the OSIRIS-REx craft making a touchdown on the rock, kicking up dust with a blast from a tank of nitrogen, and taking a 60-gram sample. OSIRIS-REx traveled for more than 2 years to get to Bennu, which is more than 200 million miles away from Earth. The craft orbited the asteroid for more than 2 years, taking observations before descending to the surface to take its sample. NASA scientists will determine if the craft collected a large enough sample this weekend. If so, the craft will head back to Earth, where it's expected to return in fall 2023.
Enterprise Technology Research, or ETR, says the percentage of workers around the world that is permanently working from home is expected to double in 2021 as productivity has increased. ETR surveyed about 1,200 chief information officers from around the world across different industries. The CIOs also expressed increased optimism about business prospects in 2021, as they see an increase in tech budgets by 2.1% compared with a 4.1% decline this year due to the lockdowns triggered by the pandemic. The survey said IT decision makers expect permanent remote work to double to 34.4% of their company's workforce in 2021, as compared to 16.4% before the COVID-19. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Four after the hour here on this hour, the Today Show on radio is the DJV Show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. Want to say hi to Donna Francavilla. Let's see.
Hi, Donna.
Robbie. Hi, Donna. Robbie Douglas, how do you do? Always back and forth with us on our Facebook page, the Doug, Jen, and Victoria Facebook page. It's facebook.com, by the way, /DJV Show. So how do you do? Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan at the ready. Actually, Victoria has been following the Pope and what his endorsement means, this latest thing, which may have some eyebrows rising on the left and the right. Yes?
I don't know.
Eyebrows, good night. Eyebrows, or is it raising or rising?
Raising
your eyes.
Yeah,
okay.
Because it's a verb, yeah. So Pope Francis is in the news and trending because he has endorsed civil unions for same-sex couples for the first time. He was being filmed for a documentary it premiered on Wednesday, and in the documentary, which is called Francesco, Pope Francis said civil unions legally protect couples, and then he added something that I think a lot of people have wanted to hear from him. He said, quote, homosexual people have the right to be in a family. They are children of God. And so he endorsed same-sex civil unions as an alternative to gay marriage when he was archbishop, but he hasn't made his stance public since becoming pope. So now he officially has endorsed civil unions although I think, I mean, in most developed first world countries, gay marriage is legal. So I guess maybe he's addressing other countries that have been very behind the times.
Well, I think he's really addressing is the church's stance, because the church has not had much clarity on same-sex other than they don't support it because of what's written in the Bible. So I think what's notable is not necessarily for other governments to take note of, but what the Catholic Church will recognize. And for many Catholics, I think this is something that they've wanted to see because, well, there's and I've talked about it before with people who are very much religious and part of faith, and they struggle with how to support maybe their gay friends or family members and also try to live within what they think are the rules, basically, or the beliefs of their faith. And this is something that a lot of Catholics have supported, where they don't necessarily believe in that union, I guess, under God, but they believe in it civilly to provide rights and resources for couples who do get married and have a union. So I think it was notable because the Catholic Church in general hasn't really taken a hard line on mm-hmm. what's before. And I just can't believe they kept it under wraps, because he commented on this, as you mentioned, during part of that documentary, and it seemed until like halfway through the Rome Film Festival, when people were watching this and they're like, whoa, we broke some news here. Okay, yeah. Let's get to it. It was like really on the down low, I think, before the movie.
Well, we have, premiered. You know, we do have other stuff going on at the moment, too. So and Italy was hit so hard with the initial wave of the pandemic. But I think it's great news. I think it's good.
What about, speaking of hurtful news, Scott Bowery?
Hurtful. I said it was good news.
Is good news.
Oh, okay.
But there was a phrase used, hurtful news, a few moments ago, and I was using that as a segue serenade into the story of Happy Days and why it is that Scott is not happy with the reunion put together by Ron Howard. Seems to have a bit of a political stench to it, which I think will turn off a lot of fans.
It's a fundraiser, I think.
Yeah, it's not a bit of a political stench. It's done for politics. It's a fundraiser for Democrats in Wisconsin. And so Scott Baio said, why are you politicizing Americana when our show kind of represented just something innocent and removed from politics, and now it's all about it? But Ron Howard is a political creature, and
is he? I didn't realize that. Yeah. I had not seen that. Really?
Well, so is Scott Baio on the other side.
Oh, 100%.
So the two of them going against each other. Yeah.
But why is it to make politics out of every GD thing that exists in the world? Come on. My request is drop it, leave it. Let's do something other than Trump's election outlook. Let's do something. Biden says this, and this Olympian supports that candidate. Yada, yada, yada. You know something? I believe this is maybe a takeaway from the program today, in case you didn't know it. You mentioned something a little earlier, Victoria, that piqued my interest. So during the news breaks, I've been doing a little nosing around as to where fast food gets its food. You think you go to McDonald's, you go to Wendy's, you go to Burger King, you go to Dunkin' Donuts or wherever it is that you get fast food, and you don't think about it. The fast food comes from McDonald's. No, the food they serve you has to come from someplace. They don't have fisheries. They don't have farms. They don't grow beef. The fact is, and this startles me, I'm going to use this on the American Family Farmer, another program I produce, which you can find at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, or you ever get your podcast. It's about food and family and farm. The fast food that you're eating, most of it either is grown in China or comes from China. You said something about fish.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me, wait a minute, let me think about this.
Frozen fish, yeah, a lot of that comes from China.
Yes, or Asia, the Asia Rim, but more than often it's China. And let's move that ahead a little bit. Most of the cheap poultry that is made, they have bought their way into the two largest producers of poultry in our country, and they grow the cheap stuff that you get at Chick-fil-A or in the nuggets at Dairy Queen or McDonald's or wherever it is. And as you know, because we've mentioned it 100 times, if only once, but we've talked about the Chinese buying the largest pork producer in America and controlling that. So when you get cheap poultry, you get cheap fish, you get cheap sausage or whatever, it's coming from China. So what do you think of that? We talk about how they are inculcating their way into our lives, and we bemoan the fact that when you go to the dollar store, everything, all that crap is from China. When you go try to find something, I said this to a guy yesterday, we were talking about buying tractors, and a lot of the new tractors, a lot of the parts of the tractors that are made in India and Asia are all coming out of China. And so here we go again with the food we're eating at the cheap fast food restaurants coming mostly from China. Is there anything that we have not allowed them? This is they buy, you know, McDonald's wants cheap because their food, they sell it cheap. Taco Bell, what do you think you're getting for 99 cents in a Taco Bell, whatever you get for 99 cents?
Roadkill?
Yeah, well,
I don't know.
Well, Chinese roadkill, probably.
I mean, I hate to say it, but you said earlier on when we were talking about politics that you just don't really care anymore because you're just overwhelmed. Here's the thing. People don't care where they're getting their fast food because they just pull up through the drive-thru and they just get it.
Think about it.
And I would ask you this. If this is such an issue for you, who do you think let this happen? I mean, who let this happen where we now have China controlling our medicine, our food supply,
It's been happening over the last 40 years.
Yeah, exactly.
It's through both administrations,
so
Republican,
happen?
Democrat.
It's not
all,
one person. It's everyone.
That's leadership or the lack of leadership. Or
that's right.
The
so why
influence.
Are you going to vote? Why could anybody vote for a redo of that? Why wouldn't anybody vote? Why wouldn't anybody vote for? This is what I just don't get.
You're suggesting that Biden and his connection to China.
Of course, Biden was vice president for 8 years, and under Obama, they let a lot of our intellectual property go, a lot of our manufacturing business go.
But it's happened, not even them, only them, it's happened under Republican,
and
when George Bush was president.
Who's the only president that has actually had the backbone to stand up and say something about it?
Well, I think that there has been.
The answer is President Trump. He's the only one that's done it.
I acknowledge that Trump has been very good for protection in terms of comparing that, what you've just said, to other presidencies. I do buy that. We've been going down this slippery slope with China for four decades.
But it hasn't changed anything about McDonald's or where the food supply is coming from. It hasn't changed any of it.
His attempt to go into a trade war with China to try to protect the American economy is more than any president has done in 40 years. Every other president has been an idiot to think, oh, China's not really our opponent. In fact, Joe Biden just said it 2 months ago. They're not really our opponent. They don't see that China is our greatest economic threat. And so that's what really...
Just economic.
I get why people don't like what President Trump says or what he tweets. But what he's done, if China is your issue alone, there is no choice who you vote for.
No.
Well, the TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership under Obama, he said it numerous times. Trump's not the first person to say this. Obama said numerous times, if we don't form an alliance now, China will take over the world. He talked a lot about China. Trump is not
so
the first.
So has it gone too far?
Do you form an alliance or do you take them seriously? I mean, that's the thing. Do you take millions of dollars like Joe Biden?
We formed an alliance. We gave
Joe
them.
Joe Biden didn't take millions of dollars. I know you keep saying that, but it's $10 million. Baseless. It's baseless. That's completely
baseless.
The FBI
is investigating it right now.
Then let them investigate it. But it's been disproven a million times. Yeah, it's...
I mean, there's a lot of
reasons.
Trump
should be very careful bringing up China. He's got secret bank accounts he never even reported and he's supposed to. So, you know, I don't know how far he's going to push Biden on China.
I think instead of just saying it should be one or the other, I think we need to make sure that everybody is transparent. If we believe China is our threat, then let's not downplay.
I think we better understand. Right. Here's the only thing I'm going to say, and then we'll pause on that, is that we need to know who the real enemy is. Dr. Ken and his Good Day Health podcasts, the discussion, we've got a couple of them that are pretty interesting. The finding that surgery is not necessary anymore for appendicitis, ladies. You know that? You don't have to have an operation anymore. There's a way of cleaning it out. Yeah, that is good news. So that's part of one of the recent Good Day Health podcasts. Also, we have Dr. Ken defining what happens with vaccines in your heart. You know, he's a cardiologist, and there are some vaccines that may not be good that are in the mix, that are in the making, may not be good for your heart. So you'll want to pay attention to that as well. Maybe that's part of the reason, ladies, that so many people are saying, well, I'm not going to get a vaccine. They're all, you know, this is going to be bad for me. Maybe good to keep the virus out, but it may not be good for other things in my body. So all that stuff becomes the attention of Dr. Ken, and he puts it all together, and you can listen to it, gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2.875% fee received as discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling on behalf of the Mice Nest.
Mice Nest?
Yes, Mice Nest. It's a nest of mice. They finished chewing through your RV wiring, so the fire should start soon.
Can we cancel that?
Oh, sorry. Once scheduled, they can't really stop because they're mice. A nest of them.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Oh, and if you could stay on the line for a quick survey.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Those who own an Apple Watch know the watch pairs with your iPhone. And so when your iPhone is out of range, your watch is no longer updated. So what if somebody walks off with your iPhone? Or what if you leave it in the backseat of an Uber? Mobile Leash is an app that lets you know when your iPhone is out of range. Brian Tolman explains.
I think everybody can relate to forgetting their iPhone in a cafe, their office, or their basement. But quite simply, Mobile Leash will notify you on your Apple Watch when you're leaving your iPhone behind.
And the difference between Mobile Leash and Find My Phone?
Apple also has, as you know, Find My iPhone. It does require internet access or access to a second device. Find My iPhone is excellent at finding one's iPhone after you've lost it. Mobile Leash is designed to notify you when you are leaving your iPhone behind, so you can go get it.
Mobile Leash can be downloaded from the Apple App Store.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your health care easier, from making sure you have the prescriptions you need to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan, and we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with co-pays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens, we make Medicare easy. $0 co-pay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Questions for Dr. Ken. I've heard that menopause, and whether women, is it later in life or does it make a difference? The circumstances, sometimes women, you know, we all know women, Ken, who have an easy time with menopause and others who have a tough time. So what is the research suggesting may happen in the future to women who have a tough time in menopause?
Regarding?
The whether or not there is it their heart? That suffers stress. Apparently, menopause could lead to heart issues in women.
Those who have rougher menopauses seem to later on have rougher times with their heart. So it's just something to stay aware of and to bring to the attention of the doctor.
Yeah. All right. So here's another one that I saw, and I think maybe you and I may have visited on this. Somebody. Wanted to know about having children at an older age and whether or not it makes for better chances. I was talking about my niece having a baby, her first child. She's 37 or 38. She lost a child when she was pregnant, and so they've been very careful here. But because she was having trouble, or first of all, conceiving, it took longer. But is she better off? Now that she's had the baby, will she live longer? Apparently, that seems to be what the crystal ball shows anyway.
Well, it seems like when the female's body's reproductive organs are used, that it does create a woman whose overall body will do better long term. And it seems like when the reproductive organs are used at a younger age, they do even a little better. We're talking about younger age, you know, in the early 20s to late 20s. And it seems like that's when women were put together to be most optimally effective at doing it. It doesn't. Fortunately, though, women have many options today, and they can, with a little bit of assistance, they can go much longer, and this creates wonderful new options for everybody. So, yes, there are optimal ways if you're looking for your long-term health, but life is not perfect, and people have unpredictable doors at one point, and it's nice having some other options.
Yeah, it really is kind of. All right, here's a question that was sort of suggested by one of the things we talked about in the Good Day Health program, the brain and Alzheimer's. Yet another bit of research suggests that there's, if you have too much sugar in your system, so I guess the question is, what constitutes too much sugar in your system, so much so that it would contribute to Alzheimer's? How do we, what are the markers, I guess, is the question.
Well, we're talking about unnatural sugar. You know, the sugar
fructose, fruit sugar, or versus...
Right. The sugar that is naturally in fruit, don't fear. But it's the, you know, it's that white table sugar that you pour all over your food, or that you're going to get from too much bakery goods, or too much sweets and candy. That's the sugar. The bottom line is, you know how to eat healthy. That's what's going to lower your risk of getting Alzheimer's disease. Eating a healthy diet, the Mediterranean diet. Yes, you can have some treats, and just. Watching the blood pressure, the blood sugar, the cholesterol, the weight, all the things we harp about to keep your heart healthy is going to lower your risk of getting Alzheimer's disease.
So the focus may be then on high fructose corn syrup along with
the
white
danger.
Sugar. But I was earlier thinking, I read this myself, and I thought, oh, shoot, I have to get off of all the fruit because I eat a lot of fruit. You're suggesting I eat a lot of grapes and berries and oranges and kiwi and things like that. So you're saying don't worry about that because that sugar isn't going to hurt you the way the glucose, which is that.
It's all calories, and you can overdo anything. But in terms of being concerned about sugar, the natural sugar in fruit for most of us is going to be fine. It's the sugar that's not naturally in food that's added. That's the one we're talking about. The one that's added to the white flour and the bakery goods, the candy, that's what you have to be concerned about.
Right. And sometimes, I guess, apparently if the sugar levels stay up for hours at a time, the brain starts overproducing things, and that maybe contributes to the Alzheimer's.
And it's the white flour that increases the blood sugar. It's the sugar, the cane sugar, that you want to make a treat.
Carbs, the things that are in breads and pasta and that kind of stuff. All right, I think that answers that question well. Answers to your questions, Dr. Ken answers your questions here. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.